Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Murise. My name is MJ Omoto, and in the next few minutes, I'm going to give you a rundown of Africa Unite by Bob Marley and the Wailers. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is...
Africa Unite by Bob Marley and the Wailers was released on August 4th, 2023 under Universal Music Operations Limited. It has 10 songs and that represents 35 minutes, 55 seconds of runtime. Now, what's interesting and why I decided to do this review is, well, the title of the album, Africa Unite, tells you a lot. At the same time, the album features a number of artists from Africa, and that includes some of the biggest names on the continent. When we go through track by track, there's Stormboy and Sakudi from Ghana, there's Iris Star, Paturanking, Tenny, Oxlade, Tiwa Savage, Rema from Nigeria, there's Natty O and Winky D from Zimbabwe, there's Ami Faku from South Africa, there's Afro B, who's British but of Ivorian origin. And that covers the album. Obviously, I'm interested in the music, you know, how it sounds overall. But let me tell you one thing. Everything is covered on this album. And the performances by the African artists are above and beyond. And I think they put extra effort, because when you realize Bob Marley and the Wailers, this is one of the strongest musical brands we've ever seen, ever. I mean... come on, it's Bob Marley, man. So I really wanted to break down something a bit different. What this album means to the particular artists. When you look at reggae as a genre, it's, you know, consumed the world for many, many years, decades to be exact. And for these acts to be selected to redo some of the most popular songs that were ever done by Bob Marley and the Wailers. I mean, there's Buffalo Soldier there, there's Turn Your Lights Down Low, there's Redemption Song. These are some of the biggest songs you will ever hear. What this does for these artists is it catapults them into a whole different level of listener and exposes them to people not only in Jamaica, but people that fell in love with Bob Marley and the Wailers and reggae as a genre all over the world. And these are people from different walks of life. And for their music in particular, if somebody likes a song from this 10 track album, they're going to see a knock-on effect in terms of the online streams, the views on YouTube, and everything else associated with their brands. And when you think about maybe, say, from a smaller country like Zimbabwe, Natty O and Winky D, who are two of the biggest Zim dancehall acts, and Zim dancehall is really like, it's just a Zimbabwean version of Jamaican dancehall, if you want to call it that. And for these particular artists, I think this is one of the biggest endorsements they're ever going to get in music. I don't know what the selection criteria was for this album in terms of the African collaborators, but it's a mix of, you know, the young and popping stars together with the dancehall names that are recognizable to almost any Afro dancehall lover. I mean, Paturanking, Stormboy, Winky D, come on, those are like huge, huge names. And it was great to see somebody as young and talented as Ira Star on there as well, who is, I think, the youngest of the lot, maybe close to Rema as well. On the other hand, this totally keeps the Bob Marley and the Wailers brand top of mind, and the music, introducing it to maybe a younger African crowd that might not have grown up with Bob Marley and the Wailers or been exposed to it as much as maybe somebody like me, who's slightly older. Come on, I'm only in my 30s, so it's not bad. However, in essence, this is really what I'm getting at. these types of collaborations, which you wouldn't even dream of when you think about it before they actually come out, make you realize that there's this synergy and tapping into different markets that really impacts and helps everybody involved. And you know what? There should be more of it. And that's really what I wanted to share with you. I think this is a great album. I listened to it from start to finish a couple of times. My favorite song from this album is definitely the one with Tiwa Savage, but everybody showed up. Ira Starr, I really loved what she did. And obviously, homeboys from Zimbabwe, Natio and Winky D, there were some fantastic performances throughout. So it's worth listening to if you're a Bob Marley fan, for sure. If you're an Afrobeats and Afro Dancehall fan, for sure. And if you are looking for just great music to listen to and a different rendition of popular songs from Bob Marley and the Wailers, this album will do it for you. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Omoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Ndende. And remember, if you do want to support the podcast, the best way to do it, besides listening to the episodes from start to finish and every episode that drops, is to head over to redsau.com, redsau.com, and cop an I Love African Music t-shirt. I Love African Music t-shirts are there. There's also I Love Nigerian Music, and there's I Love Zimbabwean Music. So check out for t-shirts from your country too. redsau.com.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.